picking up Dalai Lama Bates, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines over the bottom. We'll say our shiur today is dedicated by Akiva Noach and Karen Andrews in memory of Akiva Noach's grandmother. This is Elizabeth Andrews. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the B'Sham will have an aliyah. So let's pick up. So let's pick up Vishimshon. So actually, it's right across from Tosos Giruye. So it says the Gemara, Vishimshon lav nazir hava, or Shimshon not a nazir. And I also remember again, one of the interesting things that came out yesterday, we spoke about a nazir Shimshon and a nazir Olam, which we're going to expound upon today. So the Gemara made it sound that, remember, there was an opinion of Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, who says that a nazir Shimshon is not an effective Nezir Nezirus. You can't become a Nazir Shimshon. For the simple reason that Nazir Shimshon was a state that was conferred upon baby Shimshon when he was in utero, and he never actively accepted that state. So because of that, it's impossible for one to accept a state of Nazir Shimshon. So it says, you know, Shimshon, not Nazir Shimshon. Is that true that Shimshon did not become a Nazir through an articulated statement? Yet the Pasuk says that the child will be a Nazir Elokim from the womb. Now the Gemara assumes that it is Manoah, who is Shimshon's father, who is making that statement. So you see over here that Nazir Shimshon's status can be achieved. Granted, it's a conferred status, but Lamaise can be achieved through the declaration, in this case, of the father. To which the Gemara says, no, Hasam Malachu de Kamar. That wasn't Manoah who said it, but rather, again, that was the Malach, the angel who said that Shimshon was going to be a Nazir, and he was a Nazir even in utero. As such, says Rabbi Shimon, that therefore to achieve the status of Nazir Shimshon in this world is impossible. Now, obviously, the Mishnah doesn't agree with that because the Mishnah speaks about Nazir Shimshon. So the Gemara says, how do we know that? Now, remember, one of the interesting aspects of Nazir Shimshon, according to Rabbi Huda, is that a Nazir Shimshon is permitted to become Tamei Lemes, right? As opposed to a regular Nazir, who ultimately, again, cannot become defiled to a corpse, cannot come in contact with a corpse, a Nazir Shimshon is permitted to. So the Gemara says, how do we know that? Now the assumption is, we know that because Shimshon himself came in contact with a corpse. So asks the Gemara, so where do we know that from? So, maybe because the Pasuk says, with the jawbone of the donkey, I smote 1,000 men. Speaking about this miracle, where Shimshon killed 1,000 Plishtim with the jaw of a donkey. So you see from here that he came in contact with the corpse. Doma giruye karibu. I don't say maybe he threw the jawbone at the Plishtim. Velo nagabu, and he killed them through throwing it at them, but he never actually touched the corpses. Ella mehacha, rather from here. Vayach mehem shloshim ish. He killed 30 of them. Vayikach es chalitzosam. And he took their clothing. So you see from here that obviously he killed them, took their clothing, which means he came in contact with the corpse. Dilma ash lechimon bereisha. Vahadar katlinon. Maybe he took their clothing first and then killed them. To which the Gemara says it can't be. Vayach vayikach ksiv. It says he smote them and then he took their clothing. I vidilma gosis in shavinon. So maybe he made them gosis in. Meaning it was that he brought them right to death's door, took their clothing, and then killed them. So which case, again, he did not become in contact with a mace. To which the Gemara says, Elo gimara gimirilo. Rather, we have a tradition. Gemara means a mesorah, that our tradition about the story was he first killed the plishtim, and then ultimately took their clothing, indicating to us that lemaisa, again, a nazir shimshon is permitted to come in contact with the dead. The nazir olam hechaksib. Now, let's go back for a moment. The Gemara spoke about this idea of a Nazir Olam. So Nazir Olam Kishmo Kehu is a Nazir forever. Now one of the things that the Mishnah spoke about is that the Nazir Olam is permitted to go ahead and trim his hair. So asks the Gemara, the fact that a Nazir Olam could trim his hair, and when he does so has to bring three animals as karbanos, where do we know that from? Rebbe said, Avshalom Nazir Olam Haya. Avshalom, the son of David HaMelech, was a Nazir Olam. Shene Emar, it was at the end of 40 years. So let me go ahead and fulfill my vows that I have promised, that I vowed to God in Chevron. And Avshalom was a Nazir Olam, would trim his hair once every year. Shene Emar, Vahimi Kate Yomim, Vahimi, because he quotes over here the Pasuk. The pasuk vayhi miket yamim liyamim. It was at the end of days to the days. And what does days mean? Top of hay. V'yalit yamim yamim bat'arichama. and we can zero shava of yamim over here to yamim bati arichoma. We'll say bati arichoma are homes in walled cities. So the halacha is that under normal circumstances, all real estate transactions reverse back on the Yovel year. That's in order to maintain tribal integrity. Because obviously, if real estate transactions remain permanent, if I'm from Reuven and you're from Binyamin and I buy a piece of land from you, that means it transfers over to Reuven, which disrupts tribal equilibrium. So end of Yovel year, everything goes back to its original owner, with one exception. The one exception is Bati Arichoma, homes in walled cities. So homes in walled cities, if you sell your home in a walled city, you have up to 1 year to redeem it. If after a year elapses, you do not redeem it, that sale is final and does not revert back on the Yovel year. Sefer HaChinuch, which is by the way, explains the reason for that is walled cities were often border cities. In order for border cities to maintain that first line of defense, the residents have to know the city, residents have to know each other. Therefore, again, if there's a lot of property turnover, people don't know each other, people don't know the armaments of the city, and it compromises the security of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the Gemara says, the same way that Yamin Bayav Bati Arichoma means a year, so too Yamin Bayav Avshalom means a year as well. And Avshalom, who was a Nazir Olam, cut his hair once a year. So the Gemara says, Ma hasim yad beis chodesh, av kan yad beis chodesh. So we'll say that's the first opinion. So first opinion of Rebbe, that literally a Nazir Olam could trim his hair once every year. Rabbi Norai says, no, a Nazir Olam could trim his hair once every 30 days. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Megalech me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi holds that a Nazir Olam could trim his hair once a week. Every Erev Shabbos. Why? Shekim Atzinu b'menei Malachim, Shemegalchem Erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. Because we see that the sons of royalty, sons of the king, trim their hair every Erev Shabbos. We'll define each of these shitos in just a little bit. The Gemara says, my time with the Rebbe. What's Rebbe's logic? Remember, Rebbe said, Nazir Olam could trim his hair how often? How often? Once a year. So where does he get that? Yalat mi bati arichoma. So he learns it out from the Gzeru Shava of Yamim Yam. It says, Yamim by Avshalom. It says, Yamim by bati arichoma. Just like Yamim by bati arichoma means a year. So to Yamim by Avshalom means he cut his hair once a year. So the Gemara says, Vaha Rebbe Huda Amar Ein Yamim Bechus Mishnayim. So 1 second. But yet, Rebbe is the one who said that Yamim at a minimum means two. So how do you know that yamim means years? Maybe yamim means a couple of days. To which the Gemara says, "Hai gezir shava mishum kovet gamir ubishne yamim leka kovet." He says it doesn't make sense because also remember the whole idea is nazir olam. The reason he has a license to trim his hair is why? Because at some point in time the hair gets very heavy. So it makes sense to say that we're referring to a period of time in which the hair could get heavy. After 2 days, nothing happens. But after a year, one could imagine something absolutely does happen. The ema beis shanin. So maybe yamim means 2 years. It says it was at the end of shnasayim, 2 years worth of days. So maybe days. Maybe days by Avshalom ultimately means, remember, minimum of days is two. But it can't mean days because that's not enough to have a significant hair growth to warrant cutting it. So maybe it just means what? 2 years? To which the Gemara says, no, donin yamim she'eni ma'im shanim, mi yamim she'eni ma'im shanim. The both say, when we're making a gzir shava, we'd rather make as pure of a gzir shava as possible. Therefore, we want to learn out yamim from yamim, and not yamim by which it's written shanim. So we'll say, see, you'll hear what's happening over here. By Avshalom, it uses the lashon of yamim. Therefore, when making a gzir shava, we'd like to find another place where it says yamim. So, for example, by Bati Arichoma, it says yamim. It says yamim. But let's say in this other pasuk that the Gemara is quoting, by Himikates Shnasayim yamim, it doesn't just say yamim. What does it say? Shnasayim. So, therefore, again, we'll say this is just the din in Gzir Shava. So, Gzir Shava says whenever the purer the Gzir Shava, the better. What does it mean? How do you establish purity of Gzir Shava? The more similar the words are, the stronger the gzeir shava. So if I have a choice between making a gzeir shava between a pasuk that says yamim and another pasuk that says yamim versus a pasuk that says yamim and another pasuk that says shnasayim yamim, I'd rather make the gzeir shava with a pasuk that says plain yamim. Therefore, again, we're back to the idea that yamim means a year. I ve'im olam yom. But maybe yamim means 30 days. After all, the chesiv ad chodesh yamim, the pasuk says, up until chodesh yamim, literally a month. Up until a month. So the Gemara says, same answer. Donin yamim she'ini moim chadashim, mi yamim she'ini moim chadashim, va'ayachiach zeh she'yesh imo chadashim. Both say same thing. Because remember, we'll say, we're trying to figure out what Yamim in the Pasuk of Avshalom means. What does that mean? We know that he cut his hair, Yamim. Vahimi Kate Yamim. So again, if I have a choice between comparing it to another Pasuk that says Yamim versus a Pasuk that says Chodesh Yamim, I'd rather go with Yamim because that is a pure Gzeir Shava. Therefore, again, just like Yamim by Bata Arichoma means a year, so to Yamim by Avshalom also means a year. I ve'ima mihacha. But why don't we say from the following pasuk, miyamim yamima? So we'll say here, the Gemara is talking about miyamim yamima, tilachna, I'm reading to the pasuk, tilachna benos yisrael lisanos lebas yiftach hagiladi arba'os yamim hashana. So we'll say, listen to this. Remember the story of Yiftach. So Yiftach was one of the shoftim. So Yiftach makes a neder. And the neder, he says that if he's successful in battle, when he comes back from battle, the first thing that comes out of his house is going to be Kodesh Lashem. It's going to be sanctified. What's the first thing that comes out of his house? His daughter. So remember, this is a tragic story where ego gets in the way, and Yiftach doesn't want to go to the Navi. The Navi doesn't want to go to Yiftach. And when ego gets in the way, often it's not the people with big egos who get hurt, but rather it's all the people around them. And Yiftach's daughter essentially is confined to a life of solitude. She never gets married. And so the Navi discusses that four times a year, her friends would go to visit her. Now what the Gemara is presupposing over here is that those four times a year are equal intervals. So therefore, every 3 months, her friends would go to visit her. So what do you see from here? That Yamim Yamima means 3 months. So maybe that's the din also by Yiftach. By Avshalom. Maybe by Avshalom, where we're describing a Nazir Olam, that Yamim means that he could cut his hair every 3 months. To which the Gemara says, "Danin again, same answer. Danin yamim miyamim, ve'im danin yamim miyamima, miyamim yamima." So we'll say the idea is again, we're looking for purity of the Gzeir Shava, and purity of the Gzeir Shava dictates that if I have a choice between comparing the word yamim to another pasuk where it's just yamim, or if to comparing yamim to another pasuk where it's yamim yamima, I'd rather just go with yamim. Umay nafkamina. So the Gemara says, what does this matter? Meaning, umay nafkamina. V'ha'at tanad v'eri shmal v'shava koin u'ba'a koin. Zoi shiva v'zoi b'yas. So the Gemara says like this. Okay. So I understand what you're saying. At the end of the day, what you're saying is that you, Gemara, feel that strength of Gzeir Shava is most manifest in Gzeir Shava of two exactly the same, of two words that are exactly the same. As opposed to making Gzeir Shava between two words that are pretty much the same, but not textually exactly the same. Someone says, I don't understand. My nafkamina, when it comes to making Gzeir Shava, we don't need the words to be the same. What's the right terrible say? So the right terrible, without getting into the details over here, but there's a concept of tzaras habayis. Right? We know that a home is afflicted with tzaras. So the Gemara makes a Gzeir Shava between the process when the kohen comes to the home and the process when the kohen leaves the home. And how does the Gemara make that Gzeir Shava? The Shav HaKohen, Ubaha Kohen, to equate the processes of the Kohen coming into the home and the Kohen leaving the home. I will say, so the Gemara makes a Gzeir Shava like that. Now, why is that an incredible Gzeir Shava? Why is that an incredible Gzeir Shava? Because the words are not even the same, right? The only word that's the same there is what? It's Kohen. But it's two different animals. But again, it is a Gzeir Shava because both represent the Kohen and his interaction with the home, going into the home, coming out of the home. If you take a quick look at Rashi says, "V'shava koin u'ba koin zohi shiva v'zohi bia." The same halachos for coming into the home are the same halachos for leaving the home. Ma bia mi beiso shal koin lebeis hamenuga choleitz v'kotze v'tach v'nosin shavua laskiro avkan v'shiva. So also the same way that when the koin leaves his home and goes into the home that has the questionable tzaras, if it's questionable, they scrape it out. They let the home sit for another 7 days, so too when the coin comes back a week later to look at it again, if it's still there, they give it another week. So they equate the two processes of the coin coming in the first time and the coin coming in the second time, with the idea being that you make a Gzeir Shava with even two dissimilar phrases, to which the Gemara says, you're right. To which the Gemara says, okay, I agree. Can you make a Gzeir Shava between two dissimilar words? Yes, but when do we do that? When there is no similar word with which to make the Gzeir Shava. But if there is a similar word to affect the Gzeir Shava, I'd rather use a similar word. So I'll say, therefore, in our case over here, we're looking to figure out by Avshalom, who was a Nazir Olam, we're looking to figure out what yomim means. We know that he cut his hair yomim. So now, okay, I understand. Can I make a gzir shava between yomim and yomim yamima or yomim and shnasayim? Yes. Can I do it? Do I have the license to do it? Absolutely. But if I have a choice between making a gzir shava with a word that is similar but not exactly the same versus a gzir shava with a word that is exactly the same, then of course it halachically behooves me to make the gzir shava with the word that is exactly the same. Therefore, again, because I have another yamim by bate arechoma, therefore I choose to make the gzir shava ultimately with that word. And just like by bate arechoma means a year, so to by nazir olam it also means a year. Iger da amrin, there are others who explain, menay adinan d'chol tlasa yarchin chazinna dilma arba'a zinni b'shasa inami arba'a yarchin chad zinna train yarchin bechazimna. So we'll say the other issue is, remember that this is actually quoting from the pasuk of Yamim Yamima by the daughters of Yiftach. So we'll say, see, that one sounds actually like a pretty good argument, because you're saying Yamim Yamima means they went to visit her four times a year, which we assume means that every 3 months. To which the Gemara says, how do you know it means that they went at four equal intervals throughout the year? Perhaps, again, the Gemara says, perhaps they went. Maybe they went after 4 months one time, and then after 2 months another time, and then after another 4 months one time, and after 2 months. So, I mean, how do you know that it means they went every 3 months? It just tells us they went four times throughout the year without telling us at all that it was an equal interval. So that's just another answer. I mean, so the Gemara gives two answers as to why we can't learn out from Yamim Yamima. Either number one, because why should we? Why should we learn out from Yamim Yamima if we don't have to, if we have, again, another explicit Yamim? And number two, who's to say that Yamim Yamima means every 3 months to begin with? Rabbi Noah, so that's the first opinion. So the first opinion was the opinion of Rabbi, namely, that halacha lemaisa, that a Nazir Olam has the ability to trim his hair once every year. That was the first Shita. Rabbi Noroi says that a Nazir Olam could trim his hair once every 30 days. So the Gemara says, my time, why is it that he could trim his hair every 30 days? Gabikonim mishum di'ika kovet, hachanami ika kovet, because we'll say that is the din by Kohanim, right? A Kohen head yod must trim his hair every 30 days in order that his hair does not become too heavy. So we see that within a month, hair could become quote-unquote heavy. Therefore, the Nazir Olam also has a license to trim. Now, must remember, he's only permitted to trim his hair in a certain way, only with the razor, right? So again, so he's not permitted to take a full haircut, but he could trim his hair once every 30 days. That's Rabbi Noroi. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Megaleach me'erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says, no, literally he could trim his hair once a week. Once a week. So the Gemara says, Ma'ika b'nei l'shar achoi. So we'll say, remember, again, here's what's interesting. Now where did Rabbi Yossi get this? Rabbi Yossi got this because b'nei malachim, because children of the king, royalty, cuts their hair every single week. Okay, so now the Gemara has something very interesting. So if that's the case, that what was the reason of Shalom and his brothers, meaning that his brothers were also taking a haircut once a week, and now you're telling me Avshalom was a Nazir Olam, was also taking a haircut once a week, so what was the reason of Shalom and his brothers? Oh, I'll tell you. The Gemara says, I'll tell you what the difference was. Yom Tov Shechalios Bemtz Shabbos. Listen to this. If Yom Tov fell out in the middle of the week, Da'achoi Megalchin, Hu Lo Megaleh. So we'll say, if Yom Tov falls out in the middle of the week, that there's a din that what? There's a din to take a haircut, to shave before Yom Tov. So his brothers would do so. But Avshalom, who was a Nazir Olam, did not have a license to do so. He only had a license to trim his hair on Erev Shabbos. Inami, the other possibility is, Legaluchim in Safar Demale Shabsa, to take a haircut early on Friday morning. Achoi Megalchin, Ihu Lo Megaleach at Panya. So his brothers are able to do so, but a Nazir Olam is only permitted to go ahead and take a haircut later on in the day. So Hani Arpusar will say, so this is the fundamental machlokis. Just so you should know, how do we paskin? The way the Rambam paskins is that if a person is a Nazir Olam, an eternal Naziros, so he paskin like Rebbe, and the Nazir is permitted to trim his hair once a year. Once a year, she says the Gemara, just as an aside, Mem Shana, Hani Arbaim Shana, Maya Veretayu. Now, we'll say, if you remember again, the Pasuk by Avshalom, which, by the way, is the Pasuk that discusses the beginning of Avshalom's revolt, against David HaMelech. He uses this pretext of going to Hebron to offer up his kavanos. And when he's in Hebron, it's when he sounds the trumpet and says that he's the king. So the Gemara asks the following. The Gemara says, it says it was in the 40th year. So the Gemara asks, 40th year of what? So the Gemara says, it's actually very interesting. Rabbi Noorai, Omer Mishum Rabbi Yoshua, Lekait Mem Shana, Shesha'olu Lahen Melech. It was 40 years after the anniversary that we asked for ourselves a king. Tana Osa Shana Shesha'olu Lahen Melech, Yishnas Es L'Shmuel HaRamasi. Because the year we asked the king was the 10th year that Shmuel was the Shovet. Rabbi, you understand what's the word? Like the meaning in that. You know, there's a lot of controversy in terms of last week's parasha, in terms of asking for a king and whether it was right or not. There's one thing that was clear, which was that asking for a king was a terrible slight to Shmuel HaNavi. Because Shmuel HaNavi, he spent his life literally leading Klal Yisrael. And essentially what they said to him is, you're not really good enough, we need a king. And the truth is, Klal Yisrael in general, asking for a monarchy is not so posh. We have a king. It's not so posh that we should want a human king. And that's why the monarchy was fraught with issues from its inception. And interestingly enough, the rebellion of Avshalom occurs on the 40th anniversary of the request of the king. Okay, so says the Mishnah. Stam nazir islam adyom. We'll say if a person takes an edin nazir. So remember, now just so you follow the progression here. So we spoke about a nazir olam, where a person becomes a nazir forever. We spoke about a nazir shimshon, which essentially is like a nazir olam in terms of its duration. But again, it's different in some of its specific halachas. Let's say if a person just says, hareini nazir. I'm a nazir. But it doesn't quantify the time. So the Mishnah says, "Stam naziros lamidyom." If you don't quantify the time, the assumption is that the duration of your naziros is 30 days. So the Gemara says, "Min hanimili." So where do we know that from? Amar ad masnot makra kadosh yihyeh. This is amazing because the pasuk says that the nazir kadosh yihyeh, he will be kadosh yihyeh b'gematria tlasin habu. So yihyeh in gematria is 30. Now I will say, now this is interesting. The Gemara doesn't often use gematria. And remember, the Gemara's gematria is different than ours. This is not like, egos plus 22 minus 1, equals chet. So you shouldn't need, this is, when the Gemara uses, the Gemara understands that there is absolutely something to numerical values. And therefore, again, especially when the Torah puts in a word that doesn't really need to be there. Like, I don't even need this phrase at all. But it could just be kadosh. Why kadosh yiyeh? So the Gemara says that yiyeh is coming to teach me something, namely, that in the pasuk is teaching the inherent, or I should say, the most basic duration of a neder nazirus, which is 30 days. Because again, the numerical value, yud yud, and then hey hey, ultimately is 30. Bar Pada says, kineged nazir nizro ha'amurim b'torah, lamid chaser achos. Well, this is very interesting. Bar Pada says, no, where do we get 30 from? Because there are 30 times, actually 30 times minus 1, which is 29 times, that the word or the root nazir or nizro appears in the Torah. So the fact that that root or that word appears 30 times indicates to us what? That lemaisa, again, the stam nazir nazirus, an unqualified Nazirite vow, extends for 30 days. V'rav masna nami nelif mi nazir nizro. So we'll say Rav Masna goes to the gematria of Yihya. Why doesn't he learn it out also from the number of times that nazir nizro is mentioned in the Torah? Amar l'cha hu l'drasha. He says, you can't use that to learn out the duration of Naziros. Why? Because those words actually teach us stuff, right? Those words teach us things. For example, miyayin v'shechar yazir. For example, when the pasuk says that the yazir shall abstain from wine and from shechar, yazir, excuse me, not shechar, l'esra yayin mitzvah, kyanu shesposu, we decided this yesterday. What does that teach us? That teaches us ultimately that yayin mitzvah, that mitzvah wine, is just as usher as what we call it, recreational or non mitzvah wine. Ki afli lindor nezer lahazir melamed shenazirus chala alnazir. So he's just giving examples. So Maslin is giving examples of that, the fact that these extra words of what appear to be extra words of nazir or lahazir are not extra. We learn things out from them. Because we learn things out from them, they're purposeful. Therefore, they cannot just be used for their numerical, not numerical value, but they cannot simply be used in a tally of 30 to teach me that Lamaisa Stam Nezer Nezirus is 30 days. So, for example, the phrase of Lindor Nezer Nazir Lahazir teaches us that Nezirus Chala Al Nezir. So we'll say, now we'll discuss it. If you take a look at Rashi, just a moment, Rashi, last Rashi in Daf says, Shana Zirus Chala Al Nezirus. Shim Amar Harini Nazir Mochel Kikar Zu. If a person says, I will be a Nazir if I eat this loaf. The Chazar, the Amar Harini Nazir Im Ochel Kikar Zu. And he says it again, I'm a Nazir if I eat this Kikar. V'achla, and he eats the loaf. So, Modeh Shtei Naziros. He has to count two durations of Naziros. So that's what it means, Nazir the Hazir, that Naziros Chal on Naziros. That literally one Nazirite vow can devolve upon an already existing Nazirite vow. So mostly the point that Amas Nazirim is, Barpada, you make it sound like this root Nazir or the Hazir appears 30 times in the Torah, and it's kind of just sitting there, so it must be there because of the importance of its combined numerical value. To which Rama says, not true. Each of those words, or some of those words, come to teach us things. Therefore, you can't just count them up and arrive at 30 and therefore say, Stam Nejin Aziros is 30. That's why Rav Masna says, I prefer to go with the numerical value of Yiyah. Ubarpada Amr Lecha. So what does Barpada respond to this? Barpada says, Amr Lecha, Lecha Chad Min Hon Delav Lidrasha. So Barpada advances a very interesting argument. Barpada says, look, Ramasta, I agree with you that there are some of them that are used for drashas. But will you not agree with me that there's not at least one that's not used for a drasha? To which Ramasta will say, of course, there's more than one that's not used for a drasha. So Barpada will say, the fact that there's one that's sitting there that's not being used for a drasha tells me that Lemaisa, again, therefore it could be used to tell me the stam, the basic duration of an Eden Aziros. And the fact that one could be used teaches me that what? All of them can be used as well. Fine. So I'll say, so remember, interestingly enough, so it appears that Barpada and Ramasna are not really arguing. I should say, they're arguing as to the source, but agreeing as to the principle. But I will say, if you look carefully, they're not totally agreeing on the principle. Because remember, according to Barpada, how many Nazir Lahazir words does he count up throughout the Torah? 29. So again, remember, and according to, and yet Rav Masna, from his numerical value, gets 30. So it says the Gemara Tanan, Stam Nezir Shloshim. So now the Gemara asks, what does our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says that a Stam Nedir Neziros extends for 30 days. So Bishlam of the Rav Masna Necha. So we'll say, according to Rav Masna, who learns out from the Gematria of Yehiyah, that Yehiyah is 30. Okay, that makes the Mishnah make sense. Ella Barpada Kasha. But I also remember, Barpada only comes up with 29. You know, he tries to make us, it's 30. He tries to make us think it's 30. Why? He says, Shloshim Chasr Achos, 30 minus 1. Very nice. But, if we take off our shoes, so, we'll figure it out that we're really only up to 29. So therefore, again, the Mishnah says, Stam Nedir Naziros is 30 days. So what's happening? Bless you. What's happening over here? Bless you. Amr Lechabar Pado, I did the Ika Yom Flossen de Migaleach, Umivi Karbanosov, Mishum Hachi Tana Shloshim. Ah. To which Barpada says, no. It's really 29 days of full Nedir Naziris. Because what happens on day number 30? So Barpada says, day number 30 is the day that the Nazir shaves his head and he brings his karbanos. So really, when I say, when the Mishnah says 30 days, it means the entire process is 30 days. But how many real days of full-fledged Naziris do you have? 29. Because on day number 30 is when you're bringing your kavanos and shaving your head. Therefore, again, Barpada says, my drasha works. To which the Gemara says, well, 1 second. Tnan, mi shomer harini nazir. If someone says, I am a nazir, so what's the halacha? Megaleach yom shloshim ve'echad. No. I was, we're going to see this machlokas later on. But here you have Mishnah that says, that if someone says, I am a nazir, When is he bringing his karbanos and shaving his head? On day 31. On day 31. So you see from here that when the Mishnah says that Stam Nedir Naziris is 30 days, it really means a complete 30 days of Naziris. And on day 31, you bring your karbanos. Bishlam al Rav Masna. So most according to Rav Masna works beautifully. Because Yihyeh teaches me that there are 30 days of active Naziris. And on day 31 is when I'm bringing my karbanos and shaving my head. However, El Barpada Kashya. Aye, but according to Barpada, it represents a kasha, to which the Gemara says, "Amulcha Barpada Ema Seva." Yet look at the end of that Mishnah, "Im Gilach Liom Shloshim Yatsa." Then what does the Mishnah say? The end of the Mishnah say that if you shaved at the end of 30 days, you are Yotze. So what do you see from here? So the Mishnah says it's true. Normally you go out and you do this on day 31, but if you did it on 30, it's good enough. You're Yotze. So we'll say. So therefore, Barpada will say, look, therefore I'm still correct. At the end of the day, in the purest form of the law, the basic requirement is you have 29 days of full-fledged Nazirus, and on day number 30 is when you're going out to bring your Karbanos. And even though technically speaking, maybe we should bring it on day 31, but since technically if you brought it on day 20, if you brought it on day 30, you're Yotzei, therefore I'm correct in saying that there are 29 days of full-fledged Nazirus. So the Gemara says, Eimah Seifa, Migilach Liyom Shloshim Yatza, Ela Seifa Misayelei, Reisha Naaseh Ke Omer Shleiman. Oh, Rebosa, this is very important. So now, based on the Seifa, so the second part of that Mishnah, which is the statement that says that if you brought your Karbanos on day number 30, your Yotzei, fine. So that salvages Barpada's Shita. However, Rebosa, what does Barpada do with the Reisha? Remember, the first case of the Mishnah was that if a person makes a Neder Nezivos, so what Lechatchila, when does he bring his Karbanos? Lechatchila, on day number 31. So what does Barpada do with that? So we'll say, this is amazing. To which Barpada will say, that has to be a case. Reisha naase ke omer shleimin. So Barpada will say this. There is a case where a person says, hareini nazir shloshim yom shleimin. That if a person literally makes a statement, I am a nazir for 30 complete days. So what does that mean? So even Barpada will agree that what is the duration of your active nazirus? What's the duration? 30 complete days. And when do you bring your Karbanos? On day 31. See, even Barpada will say, look, all I'm saying is that in the absence of any specified time frame, so I will say that the duration of a Nazirus is 29 days. It's 30 days altogether, 29 of it active Nazirus, 30th day bringing of Karbanos and shaving of head. But if a person said that I'm a Nazir for 30 days, for Shloshin Yom Shleiman, then Enoch Nami, I would agree that Lamaisa, it means that you're a Nazir for 30 days and the Karbanos are brought on the 31st day. Ella.
Do you actually say that, or it's?
I'm sorry. Oh, so we're gonna see. So the lashon over here is naaseh ke omer shleiman, which we'll have to see what that means, because that makes it sound like you're not actually articulating it, but it's as if you became it. So we'll see. So the Gemara says the following. Uvrav masna kashya seifa, the Rav say according to Rav Masna. So now what we've done is we've worked out both the reisha and the seifa of the Mishnah according to Barpada. However, now the Gemara says that the Seifa poses a kasha according to Rav Masna. Rav Masna, now remember, what does the Seifa say? The Seifa says that if a Nazir went ahead and shaved and took a haircut and brought this, if he shaved his head and he brought this Karbanos on day number 30, he's Yotzei. Rav Masna, and that poses a kasha according to Rav Masna, because what did Rav Masna say? Rav Masna said the duration of a Nazir is 30 days, which seems to indicate to us, we assume that what that meant is, when was he bringing his Karbanos and shaving his head? When was he doing that? On the 31st day. Yet the Mishnah says that if he does it on the 30th day, or Yotzei, says the Kasha, Kasavar Miktsas Hayom Gekula. Both said it's incredible. It's not a Kasha, because Rav Masna holds that part of the day counts as the whole. In other words, that he observes his Nazirus until the morning of the 30th. Observing Nazirus on the morning of the 30th counts as if he's observed the entire 30th day. We've seen this concept in other areas like Avelos and other areas of Halacha. Therefore, Lemaisa, again, that's fine. And he brings his Karbanos on that very same day. Tanan. So this is the fundamental machlokes in Barpada and Rav Masna. Again, so fundamental machlokes in terms of where Rav Masna learning out from Yiyya, Barpada learning it out from the number of times that the root Nazir in Israel is mentioned in the Torah. And again, now we see that these various Mishnayos, what's interesting over here is it could very well be that both Rav Masna and Barpada, according to where the Gemara is holding right now, will agree that you bring your Kabbalos on day number 30. They just disagree as to the mechanics of that. So according to Barpada, that's because day number 30 is not supposed to be part of active Nazirus. Day number 30 is your carbon haircutting day. You have 29 days of active Nazirus, one day of carbon haircutting. Rav Masalan will say, no, you have 30 days of active Nazirus. I bet you don't. You only have 29 days in change. It's okay. Because there's a kind of mixas yom kikula, which means if you observe part of a day, halakhically it counts as if you observe the entire day, just like we have Rahman al-Tlam by Shiva. So Shiva is not seven, Shiva never is seven complete days, usually never seven complete days. But the seventh day, remember, we observe a little bit in the morning, and that counts as if I've observed the entirety of the day. So to Rav Masna will say, I observed the morning of the 30th day of Neder Nazirus. That counts as if I've observed the entire 30th day, and I bring my Karbanos that day. So let's just do one more line. Tnan, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. So I am a Nazir for 30 days. Imgilach, Yom Lamed Lo Yatsa. But yet, the Kinabo say, what do you do with the following Mishnah? The Mishnah says that if a person says, I am a Nazir for 30 days, and then what happens? He shaved on the 30th day. He's not Yotze. So we'll say, this seems to indicate to us that Lamaisa, when the shaving and haircutting have to take place, has to take place on the 31st day, which contradicts everything we just said before, because we actually thought we were in a good place, where we both have Birth Masna and Barpada on the same page, that haircutting and shaving can take place on day 30, and yet here the Mishnah is explicit in saying that if you shaved or you took your haircut, if you shaved your head, or you brought your kamaras on day 30, that you're not Yotze, to which the Gemara says, no, but Omer Shleiman. What's the case of Rabbi Yosef? The case over here is where Lamaisa, he said, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom Shleiman. I am hereby a Nazir for 30 complete days. So we'll say, both Barpada and Rav Masna will agree that if a person says, I am a Nazir for 30 complete days, what does 30 complete days mean? 30 complete days meaning, and again, according to Barpada, 30 complete days, according to Rav Masna, means that we will not say Mitzas Hayom Kikulo, we won't say part of the day counts as the whole. Rather, what? We'll go ahead and actively count 30 complete days, and everyone will agree that when you made that type of neder, then lemaisa, again, you bring your kavanos and you do your head shaving on day 31. I think we'll stop over here. We'll pick up with the Mir Tishan Tanan tomorrow.